News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
I was like, no, I'm not wearing a poppy. This is my reasons why. At that age, I was 23. It went insane. I was getting death threats. I was getting to that.
What?
People were saying that, like, oh, he should be shot and dragged across the centre path.
Good God.
I was getting balls in the posts, balls sent to the club. That night I met up with Ireland, the club had received threats that I was basically going to be shot.
Yeah, that's James McLean, the Irish footballer on Living with Lucy. He is someone, Ciara, who has been subjected to significant abuse over the last number of years, huge abuse, because of his decision.
When
he lines out, he doesn't have a poppy on his jersey. Katie McCabe becoming the latest Irish player, the Irish and Arsenal player, for not wearing a poppy. Where do we stand, Ciara, on this notion of should you wear a poppy or shouldn't you wear a poppy? Personally, I would not wear a poppy. I think it's become associated with British militarism. I also have a problem with the pressure and the coercion involved, and people are vilified if they don't wear. We've seen people like Jon Snow who use the term poppy fascism, and I think that term is kind of legitimate. And like, it seems to go on for about six weeks.
I think it's a month of remembrance.
I mean, it wasn't always like that. I mean, if you go back to 20, 30 years ago, it didn't start in October. Everybody didn't wear one. It's now become a fashion accessory and something you have to wear. And I personally object to the poppy fascism aspect of it. I wouldn't wear one personally.
If you worked in the UK in a front-facing public profile job, would you wear one?
I don't think I would.
Okay.
Now, but sorry, can I just say, I don't have a problem. If somebody wants to wear one, that's totally up to them. I don't have a problem with that.
I think there is a degree of poppy fascism in the UK. You're probably right. We certainly have seen the likes of James McCain taking huge abuse. So we know that exists. But I suspect that it would exist somewhat in reverse here, that I think if I was wearing a poppy right now, people wouldn't like it. People would be annoyed about that. A couple of things. First of all, we need to remember the fact that there was somewhere between, the estimates are a bit vague because people weren't always in Irish regiments, somewhere between 30 and 50,000 Irish men killed in World War One. So that's our own legacy. And the poppy is supposed to remember the dead of World War One. So
it's become more than that, though.
Yeah, but that's what it's supposed to be. And let me finish. We have huge numbers. But I do suspect that there would be poppy fascism in reverse if I wore one here. And I have a great-great-uncle who died in World War One, as do hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in this country who I think would be reluctant to remember their own dead because of the poppy fascism that exists here. So I think it exists both ways. Personally, I don't care whether people wear poppies or not. I don't care if they wear them or not in England.
Would you wear one?
I don't think it's my thing, but I don't object to anyone wearing one, and I don't object to anyone not wearing one. And these kind of tribal things where you have to, you know, and armchair republicanism is rife in this country now, and we are actually revising our own history as much as anything else.
No, I agree with you on that.
And I don't like it.
I totally agree. There are people, British military people, who believe it's become excessive. The poppy thing has become excessive. It's not just Irish people who are uncomfortable with it. There are people in Britain, including people who served in the military, who believe it's becoming a badge to wear.
Oh, I think it is. And that kind of, well, you see, so much of what people do now is performative, and that's social media and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the poppy was supposed to be, you know, people wore it initially on Remembrance Sunday, and then it became Remembrance Month and all that kind of stuff.
British military interventions in Iraq and places like that?
Very possibly. I don't think that the likes of Katie McCabe or anyone else should take abuse for not wearing one. Equally, if there was somebody here wanting to wear one, whether they were of British ancestry or not, I would have no issue with
that. I agree with that. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106. Would you wear a poppy? If so, why? If not, why as well? Let us know. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.